Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Thank you for letting me share my story. I feel like this goes out to all the skeptics out there. I know my boyfriend is one of them, and I just feel like I want to share this, and it's going to be a long story, but I feel like all the parts of it are important because they're all kind of connected. So it kind of starts back when I was younger. I was a little girl, and it was at my grandparents' house. My grandparents, they were immigrants from Italy, and we had a really big Italian family. And we pretty much were over there almost, if not every day, it was like every other day. My grandma would make us dinner, pasta, of course. And so things were always weird about the house. We loved the house, but there was always something weird about it. And it kind of started with, we would always be downstairs in the basement. I don't know if it's an Italian thing, but they had two kitchens, one upstairs and one in the basement. And the basement is where we all hung out. And so, you know, we're waiting for dinner to be ready. We're waiting for my Aunt Pina to come home. And she would always do the same thing when she got home. She would come in, slam the door, throw her keys on the table. This is upstairs. And then walk herself downstairs. So we knew it was Pina. We always knew she would do the same thing when she got home. Well, it probably would occur once a month, if not more, where we thought it was Pina, open the door, slam it shut, throw her keys. It felt like, or it sounded like, about 10 keys on her keychain. She would throw them on the table and walk to the edge of the stairs and stop. We're like, hello? And sure enough, no one would answer, and we went upstairs and no one was there. And this would happen, like I said, quite often. So we got to the point where we just got used to it. And, you know, if it happened, we would all just kind of say, well, I guess welcome to dinner, whoever you are. And then it was probably a few years down the road. It was again with Pina. This is her story. She would come home and she went to the bathroom upstairs and the door was locked. And my little sister at the time was 2 and my little cousin was 2. And they were in the bathroom playing around. They would always get in the toilet bowl and splashing around and laughing. And she's like, open the door, I have to go to the bathroom. And they were just laughing. And she's like, I'm going to go grab the keys. And if you guys don't open the door, you're going to get it. She grabbed the keys, opened the door, and no one was in there. She was terrified. She ran outside to the curb where her now husband picked her up. She wouldn't be in the house by herself. It was just creepy. So fast forward to years later, my grandfather, my grandmother, they contracted hepatitis C. It was a blood transfusion in Italy at the time. They didn't have testing for blood, and they both contracted this hepatitis C, which ultimately led to both their deaths. My grandfather, he ended up dying in the house. We had to sell it, which was really hard because we were so attached to the house, very attached to the house. It was just a part of our childhood memories. So we took care of my grandmother when she got sick a few years later. we had hospice set up in our house, and weird things were happening with her as she was coming near to the end of her life, which I guess is something that hospice says is typically normal when someone is about to pass over. She had a dream one night. It was a very vivid dream. She told us that her sister Ursula came to her in her dream and told her that she crossed over, that Ursula, her sister, crossed over, and she just wanted to let her know that she's going to be watching over her. And she's telling us this, and we're like, no, Ursula, she's fine. Well, we get a call from Italy later that day, same day, Ursula ended up passing in her sleep last night. So it's just this really weird thing just happening, and it's very unexplainable. And she ended up passing. It was the first Christmas without her. We were all very, very close to her. It was Christmas Day, and she was very attached to her cards. They would always play cards. They would play poker. They would play rummy. She had all of her deck of cards stacked away in the cabinet. My mom was cleaning up because we were going somewhere for Christmas dinner, and she gasps downstairs, and we run downstairs. What's wrong? She said, I went to go put the glass away, and I turned around, and on the kitchen counter, right in the middle of the counter, 2 and a 5 of hearts, we're just sitting face up. She heard, this was the opposite side of the counter. No way. We experimented everything and how this would possibly happen. And the room filled with an overwhelming it was her. It smelled like her. I felt her. It was just the weirdest, strangest feeling I've ever felt. And I just, it had to be her saying Merry Christmas. It was the first Christmas without her. About a year after that, we were talking about what I got for my sweet 16. This is now I'm like 23 probably or 24. And we're talking about my sweet 16. I was like, oh my gosh, mom, I can't find the ring that you got me. I was so upset all night. I was like devastated. I lost this ring that she got me. I went to sleep. I woke up and they were having construction on the roof. We're getting a new roof from hail damage, and everything was just shaking in my room. I got ready, went to work, came home from work. Because of the shaking, everything in my bedroom fell off of the shelves except for one cup. It was one little cup. It had my name on it. It said Rose. And I saw it sitting up there on the shelf, and I just knew. I got the chills. I started crying before I even looked, and I looked in the cup, and sure enough, there was the ring. I still, to this day, just can't believe it. I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, you're not going to believe this. I told her, and she's like, you know who got you that cup? Your grandma. Just one of those really heartwarming, lovely stories about someone that has passed and I feel like is still around, or something happens to them after. I'm definitely a believer, and just wanted to share and hope you guys enjoy.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.